Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. I'm Kirsten Holmberg, and I titled our reading, Beautiful Feet. John Nash was awarded the Nobel Prize for Economics in 1994, recognizing his pioneering work in mathematics. His equations have since been used by businesses around the world in understanding the dynamics of competition and rivalry. A book and full-length movie have documented his life and refer to him as having a beautiful mind. Not because his brain had any particular aesthetic appeal, but because of what it did. The Old Testament prophet Isaiah uses the word beautiful to describe feet, not because of any visible physical attribute, but because he saw beauty in what they did. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, he wrote in Isaiah 52, verse 7. After 70 years of captivity in Babylon, resulting from their unfaithfulness to God, messengers arrived with encouraging words that God's people would soon be returning home because the Lord has redeemed Jerusalem. The good news wasn't attributed to the military might of the Israelites or any other human effort. Rather, it was the work of God's holy arm on their behalf. The same is true today, as we have victory over our spiritual enemy through Christ's sacrifice for us. In response, we become the messengers of good news, proclaiming peace, good tidings, and salvation to those around us. And we do so with beautiful feet. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Isaiah chapter 52, verses 7 through 10. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation, who say to Zion, "Your God reigns." Listen, your watchmen lift up their voices. Together they shout for joy. When the Lord returns to Zion, they will see it with their own eyes. Burst into songs of joy together, you ruins of Jerusalem, for the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord will lay bare his holy arm in the sight of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth will see the salvation of our God. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for sending people into our lives to share the news of Christ's sacrifice. Help us to share it joyously with others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening. I'm Kirsten Holmberg, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.